Welcome back to another episode of the Check Engine Light podcast. I am Jim, joined as always by Marty.
What up, what up?
And Randy.
How you doing?
We're here to decide if your ride is the tits or the shits. You can send us rides, pits of your rides, at The Cell Podcast on Twitter. Also, Check Engine Light Podcast at Gmail. You've been getting some spam at that one, or what?
Yeah, a little bit.
Bunch of dick pics.
Goddamn Tanya, man.
We'll find you, Tanya.
We'll get you.
I don't know how long it's been since we've done an episode. Fuck you, that long. So, let's get back into it. The Goodwood Festival of Speed was this weekend, as we record this. And I watched a bunch of it, so goddamn it, I'm talking about it. But of the top five finishers of this year's event, Jake Hill in the Nissan Skyline GTR, the R32, the classic, the HKS, dude. Like, we've been playing that thing in video games for, like, 15 fucking years, dude. If not more. That's a classic-ass race car.
Yeah, there's no getting away from that one. I mean, it was perfect to begin with, so
I think they just brought it up.
Yeah, you can't beat that. You cannot beat that classic HKS. Didn't they find that in a... They actually rebuilt that I don't know how many times because they found it in, like, a junkyard or something?
I did not catch that story. But it looked fucking gangster going up the hill. And just to be in the top five fastest cars up the hill at Goodwood, that's pretty crazy for a car that's old. You know, that is
pretty
that
impressive.
Old. Yeah. For a fucking Skyline, no less.
And it's not like it was modded to look like a race car either. Like, it still looked like it should.
Yeah, yeah. It's really good. Fourth was a Harry King in a Porsche 911 GT3 Cup car. That was at 47.65. Third was the Spice Cosworth SE88. That was 47.16. That's pretty impressive for that kind of car, too.
Right.
Travis Pastrana got second. Pastrami in his new Subaru WRX STI, which is fast as fuck. Actually, probably should have won, but he fucked up on his time run. So he gets second, and then the McLaren 720S GT3X, which has extra spicy shit that it takes it out of GT3.
That's why they added the X.
Right. Yeah, and that thing is black, sexy as fuck.
GT3X. I can't wait to play that, to drive that in a video game.
Yeah, right? As like, someone needs to put Goodwood on a video game. Like, can you see if you could have a lobby full of people and you could just run? Like,
take turns.
You know what I'm saying? Not even. It could even be ghosts. I mean, you know, or staggered start every, you know, 30 seconds and just run that thing and see who can get the best time. That would be fun.
That would be. That would be something. It's kind of like the TT Isle of Man games. They should do a Goodwood game.
Well, they should just throw the track in on something. But some other notables. They had the 14th place was the Mustang Mach-E 1400. I think it's pretty quick, man.
The electric cars are coming.
Yeah, Ford Fiesta Pikes Peak was up there in 15th. Renault Laguna. Dude, there's... Have you seen this Chevrolet Cheetah? Maybe I should have got a picture of this for the show. Maybe we'll do that somewhere in this episode.
Cheetah?
I'm not familiar with this car. It's a 60s race car. And it is so badass. I will get one. We'll do a tits or shit on it. That's obviously tits, but throughout the show, I will get one and we'll talk about it later. But yeah, very awesome. All streamed live on their YouTube channel. And it's a good time. So
yeah, I give that shit a follow for sure. Just channel. Like you should give this channel a fucking follow.
Oh, shit.
Let's grow.
There you go. Let's start off the classic tits or shits with this interesting fucking thing.
What the fucking fever dream? I hate it.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. It's like an old Bronco, I guess.
But it's a bus? Or it's a van?
But it's got like a fucking extended windshield. Yeah,
This is a weird Photoshop.
You think so?
You can see the body lines, like where the door is fucked.
Well, it's an old Ford. It's probably fucked in general.
Well, yeah, but like you can see where like the door is and the pillars don't quite match up. And
I don't know. I would assume, I guess, but there's a guy inside it. You use that picture? Seems weird.
Maybe left the guy in it for the fucking. I don't know, but this isn't bad. I don't hate it. I do hate when the rim color matches the vehicle color. Maybe just that red. I don't know.
Yeah, not a fan.
Not a fan of that. That I'm a fan of the color. Me.
What bothers me is that fucking windshield.
Yeah. With a standard cab, this thing would be tits without question.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Even if it was, like, the van, just the van like this, definite tits.
I mean, you got the, in the front there, you still have the vent from the hood, you have the windshield wipers, like, I don't know, the side is fucked, but I don't know. It's very confusing. Sometimes you get these.
Portions are all off on it.
Sometimes you get these pictures, and I have no idea. It's like, why would somebody do this?
Look how giant that fucking mirror is.
Yeah, I just fucking noticed how big that fucking mirror is. But look, also it's like cut.
Yeah, it's missing
most of it. So this is a Photoshop.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I don't know. It hurts my eyes. Like the longer you stare, the worse it gets. Quick glance, tits. Long stare, shits.
Kind of looks like a fucking, like a deformed penis, like a short, fucking ugly penis.
Just a short, stubby. I've heard on many occasions, chicks would rather have girth than length. Never substitute girth for length.
That is the rumor. What do you say, Adam? Man, tits or shits?
I'm giving this, like I said, long stare shits.
Yeah. Randy.
Stare shits. I fucking hate it. Oh, I'm going shits, dude.
Yeah. I'll also go shits. It's just fucked up. It doesn't look good.
It's interesting, but it fucking hurts my brain to look at.
Nah, fam. Not having it.
There you go. Triple shits on to Marty. What do you got for us?
Sticking with the Ford, with Ford cars, this thing drove up to my job a week ago. Focus. But I want you to take a look at what was on the side of this car.
Do you have another picture?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. What? Oh, no.
It's a special edition. I didn't even know they made these.
Oh, boy. What the fuck? I love that you're like, hold on, I got to go outside real quick.
That was definitely me. I'm like, oh, shit, that's going to be great for my podcast. I had to wait. She, like, the person who was driving this, it took so long to get from the car to inside because she heard it up like fucking seven kids out of a Ford Focus.
Raptor.
So much better.
An SVT Focus Raptor. What the fuck? Oh my god. And they even put it in the right place and everything.
My main question though is why?
Yeah, that's like my why? Only question is why.
What was the race of this person?
take a guess.
Mexican?
Yes. What was the giveaway? The seven kids?
Just every time we see some like really, unless it's like overtly white trash, if it's just whack, it's always Mexicans when you take a picture of it, it seems.
Yeah, we're predominantly Mexican around here, so yeah, that was the ding, 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 the race of fucking Why would they do this? Focus Raptor.
Luckily, it's just stickers, you know?
Yeah, but look at the thing on the hood. Like,
that fuck off with that fake-ass plastic scoop.
You know, that's not real. That's one of those that you just say you put on with double-sided tape. And then it's
J.C. Whitney Meg.
Yeah, and then it's just in the wind, man. My buddy's dad had this truck that looked really cool, and it had one of those, and you get up to, like, 70 miles an hour, and the thing was just like... You know, like... It's like, why don't you take that fucking thing off? One of these days, it's just going to fly off.
Just fuck up the windshield and just fly straight into the windshield.
Yeah, and of course, you have to have the, you know, the sun visor, whatever the fuck.
That says focus?
Yeah, that's like shit I would...
That doesn't bother me. I see a lot of, like, 90s cars that do that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Camaro. So put a giant Camaro fucking sticker across
the front. I want people to know it's a Camaro.
When I had my 92 Tornado, I did have a fucking Oldsmobile like that across there.
Is it Oldsmobile?
Yeah, I did.
That's dope.
Tornado. But then again, I was just trolling for like anything I could put on the thing, you know?
You're like, fuck it.
You remember... I didn't put them on that car, but do you remember, like, they sold, they probably still do. It was just like a square, and it had the round hole for where your key would be on the side of your car. And it was just, a thick sticker, and it would say Pontiac or whatever on it. You could stick it on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right, I on remember your those. Yeah.
Didn't manufacturers put that shit on there also beforehand?
I remember buying some for my Parisian at Walmart at like 4 a.m.
You're like, I need this.
Yeah, when you do like driving a Tornado, like, ooh, Oldsmobile keychain. Fuck yeah, dude. Be a collector's item now.
Probably. Shit.
Anyway. Yeah, this sucks. And you knew it sucked and you brought it to us anyway.
I knew it sucked. I just wanted you to look at like the marvelousness of it.
Yeah. No. It's a shits from me.
It's a shit from me as well.
I feel like if they had a Raptor and they took it to like a car show and parked it next to the Raptor, I could see the sense in it. But
it'd be like two pieces of shit. Like someone took a shit on a shit.
Yeah, exactly. The mini advertisement for your large piece of shit.
Your dog takes shit, so you decide, fuck, I take shit too.
Right next to him.
This is the bag of shit after your dog shits.
Wrap it all up.
Double, triple shits. Come on, Randy. Give us something to feel good about. I don't feel like you're going to, but you have the power right now to save the show.
I came across a fucking $1 million car. This is a concept. It's kind of a remake on the Quattro.
It's gonna call it
the E-Legend. It's going to be electric.
Is it a real thing?
Not yet. They're talking about actually making it. They're going to build like 30 of these things, and they're going to be like a million a piece.
That actually looked pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Those look cool.
All these electric vehicles look awesome, except for like the fucking Cybertruck. That just 8-bit fucking truck.
Yeah. Well, they're claiming this thing is going to have like an equivalent of 800 fucking plus horsepower.
Yeah, I'm seeing that. 805 horsepower, E-Legend EL1 electric super coupe. It's a German startup. 0 to 62 in 2.8 seconds, 0 to 124 in 10 seconds, top speed of 158. Like, just dangerous. Electric cars are fast as fuck, man.
All and of them, quiet. Dude.
158 it's top speed is probably good. I mean, I know a lot of these supercars go faster than that, but I think that's enough.
Yeah. Kind of going back to the Goodwood shit, I fully expect an electric car is going to win that event within the next 3 years.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Within the next 3 years? Yeah, probably. Or at least
I mean, wasn't hybrid. That one that won a couple of years ago, that crazy Volkswagen? Not like a hybrid? Or maybe it was even electric? Could have been. I'll look into that. But this looks tits.
That does look fucking awesome.
Yeah, hoping to get some more information on this thing. here in the German future. German
Homer's iconic rally car, Quattro S1. Jesus, 804 horsepower.
Yeah, in 2019, that Volkswagen that won was an electric race car and broke the fucking 20-year record. 39.9 up Goodwood. Yeah. So they've already done that. Never mind. I predicted the future from the future, dude.
That's right.
Car's going to win that, man.
Fucking genius. Yeah, this thing's cool. 1.3 million, though.
Yeah, well, man, you know, we're only going to make 30, so.
I don't know, dude. 1.3 million is a fuckload of cash. You can get pretty much any car for that.
You can pretty much get like 17 of any car for that.
Well, I'm saying like super high end. I mean, a Koenigsegg or.
Oh, yeah.
Bugatti or. I don't know. Have you got that kind of cash, maybe? It looks pretty cool, though. It looks like the it does look a lot like the classic Audi. Have they said anything about it or what?
No, has Audi gotten much. Fucking mad? Like, are they going to get sued? I feel like they're going to get sued. Something's going to happen.
Audi's like, wait a minute. You can't just do that shit.
Fucking, what the fuck in German?
Yeah, even the color on it looks really good.
Scheiße! they're gonna be like, the fuck in German. Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a tits.
Yeah, this gets a definite tits from me for sure.
Yeah, triple tits.
There for you
an
go.
Imaginary car.
Triple tits.
Triple tits for a drawing that fucking this guy brought in.
How about this motherfucker?
This guy's white.
I mean, is this reality?
Is it?
It has to be.
It has to be.
That's fucking real, bro.
Like, is it like a two-piece drive shaft or?
Back's not even hooked up. It's front-wheel drive.
It's front-wheel fucking drive properly. Oh, well, my God.
Yeah. I don't even know how you do this. You just, like, start putting boxes together?
Probably.
I mean, what's the crease that you can see every once in a while? Is that?
He looks like he just used two long beds, probably.
Those things did have insanely long beds with a four-door. But.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I feel like it's probably three. Probably three beds.
It's fucking huge, though. I don't know why you would do that.
Fucking flagpole for a drive shaft.
I guess you just one of those things you just do because you can.
Remember what we always say about cars like this? Like, people just like have more money than sense. this is one of those cases where you have more money than sense.
And it's not, I don't even think it's well done. It's very bland.
Well, I mean, it's just a long truck. It's an extra long bed.
Yeah, man. What if you need to carry long shit?
Why do I hear the Chevy song playing like a rock right now for
that's
this
fucking
truck?
Dodge.
I know, but I hear it, or I hear that one guy. Oh, what's his name? Fucking the guy in that one show. He came out in Tombstone, Mustache Man.
Sam Elliott.
Sam Elliott. I hear Sam Elliott talking about extra long bed.
With a bed long enough to haul fucking anything. Yeah, dude.
I tell you, partner.
Sometimes you gotta haul an orca or something, you know?
There's nothing more American than an extra long bed, partner.
Nothing more American than carrying a fucking hot orca in the bed of a Dodge truck. Stolen. And that doesn't mean temperature out. I meant like stolen.
Yeah.
Like a Free Willy and shit.
Fucking nothing more American than driving an extra long truck and then going home to a refreshing cold Coors Light.
Yeah.
Imagine how many cans of fucking beer he has in the back of that thing just thrown.
Maybe a tasty, rich Marlboro cigarette.
Fucking cowboy killers. Jesus Christ. I want to hate this.
But the redneck in you wants to love it.
But the redneck in me fucking loves how awesome it would be to drive this shit around.
I don't think it would be. I think it would be insanely fucking annoying to drive.
Like a bus. I mean, you should be fine.
I'm gonna do a fucking 3-point turn at an intersection just to turn right.
That's what I was wondering, because like, it's got the wheelbase of a bus. It's got kind of looks like bus style rims.
It's way longer than a bus.
You think it's like just on a bus chassis?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, I mean, I guess buses, that is pretty long even for like a big. And usually like they'll just have two wheels in the back? Like two sets of wheels in the back.
It probably does.
Like a Greyhound. But they have two sets of wheels. I mean, I'm not saying dualies, they have two axles in the back. But some don't. Like, I guess our city buses here don't, but I don't think they have that kind of a fucking wheelbase either.
I don't know, man. This is...
It's one of those that's like, I just want to know more.
Yeah. You know? We know too little.
Like, my real cream dream for this would be that when we have these weird things on here, you remember like that really redneck pickup that looked like a semi and shit? Like, I would love for to find
talk
the people.
To the owner.
Yes!
Have the owner on the show. Yeah. Like, what?
Like, even if we shit on it, like, I just want to, like, you know? Like, there's more to be found out about these things. Like, what's this fucking story here, dude? You know?
Give these guys a web redemption.
Yeah,
I was left with so many questions on some of these vehicles. Like, who would do this? Why did they do this? Where is this thing? You know?
Why would you do this? Who would do this?
I feel like the person who did this probably did it when they were fucking brand new, and they've died since then.
I assume it's whoever owns Hall's fucking trucking or towing or whatever that is. Looks like a hauling company there. So maybe they just did this shit with the truck in the shop. I don't know.
That they fucking... Maybe it's like a truck that they kept or some shit.
The shop truck?
Yeah.
That they haul... I don't fucking know it.
Yeah, it's their first tow truck. They used to just drive them up in the back.
Let's get some votes, boys. Marty, you still didn't vote.
I'm giving it a tits. Just for the fact that I want to know more.
You got some tits from Marty. What about Randy?
I know all I need to know, and it's a piece of shit.
Shit.
Fucking Debbie Downer.
Deciding vote. Put me on Team Martin, because I'm going tits.
You guys are fucking idiots.
He likes the space.
It's so dumb that I... How could I not get behind that?
Yeah, you fucking bitch. What is
so mean.
You got something else for us, Marty?
I do. You probably guys have already seen it. It's been making its rounds online, but I'm just going to fucking show it anyway. You know how we like van conversions?
Oh, boy. I haven't seen this thing.
You haven't? I feel like you guys probably would have.
What the fuck? Why? They just closed it off with the hatch?
I don't know. I think they just added that extra part from, like, the rear quarter back.
I think that's just a minivan. No, that's a minivan with the pillars cut out. And they just moved the back up.
They moved
up.
It, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that shit.
You can see the tire through the fucking wheel well. It's completely
open.
Yeah,
like, the wheel well's completely open, dude. I can only assume on the other side of this door, it's also open, right? I mean,
so they turned it from a 6-seater to a 4-seater here.
What's that?
Turn it from a piece of shit into a bigger piece of shit, and they can't fucking park for shit either. Look at that. That's a bullshit park job right there. Touching the line.
Touching the line.
Them and the motherfucker in front of them.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Monte Carlo. Fuck that
probably
guy.
Out of Walmart. Bitch. I'm not surprised.
Bitch, park like that next to the driver's side of my fucking car. I dare you. I fucking dare you, because I will squeeze my fat ass body into my car. And I don't care about my door whatsoever. And if you park like that, I don't give a fuck about your door whatsoever either. I drive an old cop car, dude. They like fucking ran over brown kids with it and shit. Like, it's got all kinds of damage. I don't give a fuck. All right. It's a goddamn cop car. It's hit some Jesus. Shit. So I definitely don't care if my door is fucked.
You heard it here straight from the horse's mouth, y'all. He does not care.
Well, I'm just saying, consider that when you park next to somebody, especially on their driver door, that in this day and age where, let's face it, like, fucking everybody's fat. If you're not, you're a skinny cunt. So don't do that to people, because people can't get in their car. And if they can't get in their car, what the fuck are they supposed to do?
Fucking skinny cunt.
Yeah, fucking skinny cunt.
We outnumber them at this point, dude.
We are the master race.
There's all the skinny fucks on TV and shit, but like, we're the real majority.
Who cares if our average lifespan is less? We're here to party.
How long do you want to live on this godforsaken planet?
Yeah, fuck you guys.
If I can't wipe my own ass, go ahead and just send me down the fucking gutter.
Oh, well, there you go.
The rant of the show.
Yeah, sorry.
Randy, do you have... Wait, are we going to vote on this? Randy, what do you say?
What are you talking about? If anyone said tits to this, I'd be like, you're off the show, dude. We can't have this.
It's a definite chance.
It would be the most, you know, the most absurd, reviled fucking choice in history of the show.
Yeah.
Who thought this was a good idea?
A drunken weekend. You know, a guy's out there with his buddies knocking back a few. He's like, gotta turn the old lady's van into a truck. And he gets like halfway done and she comes out. It's like, you better put my van back the way you found it.
He's like, I'll do the best I can, honey.
You better put my van back the way you found it.
I don't want y'all cutting out my minivan. I'm just like, Mom, Dad's on meth again.
He's on one of his meth binges again. Fuck.
Yeah, dude, him and another guy just started doing meth. And
the guy who
we could totally turn this thing into a fucking pickup, man. Think of all the shit we could hold, dude. Yeah. We should start a business, man. Yeah. Because when you're really fucked up on drugs, like, you always think that you should start a business.
Yeah, yo, man. You need
to start a business, man.
That would be an awesome business.
Yeah, you need fuck working for the man, dude. Let's work for ourselves, man.
Check it out. We make one prototype. Everyone's going to love it.
They're going to be knocking down our doors trying to buy this design from
us. Yeah, dude. We just need to...
I'm going to take this some bitch right back to Chrysler and sell it to him.
I mean, dude, Somebody makes tons of money selling ice in bags outside of gas stations, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to put an ice in a bag and sell it to these motherfuckers.
It has a lock on it here, actually. I noticed the other day I was getting gas, and the lady to come out unlocked the ice thing and then let the lady pick out a bag of ice and then locked it back up. I was like, every time someone buys a bag of ice for $2, you got to come outside and unlock the thing.
They don't have the bags for like
back in my day, you just walk up to that bitch and your dad would go in to pay for stuff and he'd be like, fucking grab five of them, and he'd pay for like two of them. Maybe that's why they have lots of them.
Or you pay for the 10 pounds.
Stole my frozen water.
For my dad's having us kids steal fucking ice bags out of there. Well, I answered my own question there.
There you go. And,
also, this is shits.
Definitely.
Without a fucking doubt.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Moving on. What do you got, Randy?
This is a submission from Jeremiah.
Fucking only dude who interacts with this show.
I find some great shit, too, man. Look at this.
Look at that. He needs to come on the show.
There you go. From the UK, really? So it's like a retro style party bus or what?
Probably.
Dude.
That's pretty fucking sweet though.
I mean, if you're going to get a party bus for a bachelor party, like,
Why not this one?
On this fucking one, yeah, dude.
And you're all gonna come out there dressed like fucking ZZ Top. that'd be
long
awesome.
Long beards, a fucking dress jacket,
You want a pearl necklace?
Is that the song you envision when you get out, or that, or Lagrange?
Yeah, that one for sure. ow!
All right, that's it as far as that shit goes. Probably cost a lot of money to store this thing.
Oh, there's a bunch of other cars in there. I don't think they're worried about paying for storage.
That or it's a hearse for Boy Coddington.
That poor bastard.
We constructed this one-of-a-kind hearse for Boyd Coddington's funeral. He isn't dead.
It doesn't have those stupid fucking wheels on it.
It's true. Boyd Coddington wheels, like the one fucking set of Boyd. Did he ever make more than one set of fucking wheels?
I don't think he did, but I fucking hate him.
It's like a 5-star, but it's kind of like accelerated. It looks like it's in motion.
A retarded 5-star.
Fucking Boyd.
Just one set of wheels. At least Chip Foose had like 3 sets of wheels.
That actually looked nice.
All his cars look the same.
Do you think Chip Foose is just high all the time?
I feel like he is.
But you see him, he's just like, he's very just kind of like, seems like a dumbass, right?
But he's he reminds me of Jim Brewer.
Yeah, dude. I was just going to say that. He looks like his fucking brother.
Like older, Jim Brewer's dad brother. Or something. I don't know.
Like Jim Brewer and Half Baked, though, almost.
Yeah, like Jim Brewer and Half Baked.
Gun to your head, you got to get a car from Foose or Coddington. Which do you go for?
Foose.
It's like it's no doubt Foose, right?
Yeah, Foose,
I don't have to hesitate to answer that question.
Okay. Just checking.
It's got to be Foose.
You know, it's got to be Foose. Foose. I think it's just tits, minus, you know, I hate flames and all that shit, but, you know, for what it is. Yeah, it's not bad. At least they're black and red. I do like black and red.
It's not bad. I like it.
I give it a tits.
Yeah, it gets a tits for me as well. For show.
I'm going to quote Jeremiah here at the school bus. I thought you said cool bus. I'm giving it tits too.
There you go. I did find that. I guess we want to do that at the end. I did find that Chevy Cheetah I was talking about.
Bust that shit out.
Yeah.
Fucking whip it out.
We need to look at something cool.
Yeah.
This is not the one that was at Goodwood. The one that was at Goodwood was the one with the red one, but I found good.
Oh, I did see this one run.
Wasn't this made sloppy before the fucking Corvette?
63, 64.
So no.
No, yeah.
Yeah, and dude, the sound on this thing? Like, you need to go ahead and check out. I'll try to find it and send it over. But, like, the video of this thing, the sound of that thing is unbelievable. Sounds so fucking crazy. And we've been playing all these video games. Where the fuck is this car, dude?
Yeah, you know, what the fuck?
Turn 10, where you at, dog? Come on. Hit me with the Cheetah, bro.
Oh, it was developed as a competitor to Carroll Shelby's Cobra.
Looks better. Well, maybe it doesn't look better. Probably not, but...
Hey, you take that back.
You literally sit over the rear axle in that thing. That is fucking awesome. Clarence Dixon Cadillac of Hollywood on the side there.
Pretty fucking clean, too.
Yeah. And sounds like... Just sounds like the death, man. Amazing. So... There you go.
What kind of motor did it have? Oh, it had 327.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Major components, the Corvette 327 and a Muncie transmission, and independent rear end assembly. What?
Yeah.
And it had NASCAR spec drum brakes.
Ooh, fancy.
Oh, there it is. yeah, sounds fucking crazy. And looks crazy, too. Very cool. So there's that. Man, we're almost getting up here. Let's see. I'll hit you with, well, I hit you already with one stubby vehicle, but I'll hit you with this one, too.
Oh, shit.
This is real, and I believe that this is outside of a place called...
Shorty's.
Shorty's, yeah.
I don't want, well, yeah, I know, but I think they sell chicken.
It says I'm breakfast not... on that sign in the background.
Hmm.
Breakfast!
Breakfast!
Breakfast.
It's a real life penny racer.
Yeah, it doesn't look like that.
Oh man, this is actually not bad looking.
It sits outside. It sits outside of the restaurant, and I think they maybe use it for promotional things. I think I've read in the past. I'm trying to find a picture, like trying to find out something about it online, but I can't. I don't see it.
Maybe they do catering and they fill the back with all the food. Kind of maybe see if it showed up.
Maybe it's like chicken wings, like little things.
Man, you couldn't fit regular chicken in there. It'd have to be wings.
Got to be some drumlets and some flats up in that bitch.
Yeah, I can't find it in here, man.
Where'd you even find that to begin with?
I don't know. Somewhere on Instagram, probably.
Found it on the gram.
Oh, dude. Hell yeah, there's a bunch of pages I rip off on there. I don't know. I can't find anything about it. I'm pretty sure that in the past I've seen it before, and then that was the deal. It just sits out there.
Yo, we got Lil Chicken. Yeah. Maybe it's for like popcorn chicken. Like
I think it looks sweet. I think it looks awesome, actually.
I think it looks sweet. Like the color, the wheels, like the red little accents, or like
that letter.
Yeah, it works. Yeah,
it's a clever gimmick, but it makes my head hurt. Like I'm looking at it cross-eyed.
Everything makes your head hurt.
Well, yeah, when it fucking goddamn mods like this.
Yeah, hitting you with the weird shit, stubby shit today.
Like your small dick fetish.
Yeah. I say it's tits, though.
I say it's tits as well.
Oh, shit.
I'll break it up. I'll say shit.
Boob.
Oh, you fucking boob.
I mean, it's clever you, sir. For what it is, but.
Oi, you fuck!
Alright. You guys have other shit.
I don't know if I've even showed this Batmobile of the week, or probably already did. Actually, you know what? Have you guys seen the new Tundra?
Like, how new?
Like, new. Like, redesigned, like, there's only spy shots. And somebody leaked photos of it, type Tundra.
Then no.
Let's see it.
All right, check it out. This is going to be the TRD Pro one. I like it. You guys probably won't, but I like it.
I do like Tundras. Looks better than fucking Ford.
And Chevy.
Well, I don't know about that. It looks better than fucking Chevy from GMC. It
looks better than Chevy and GMC. I can give you that. Somebody did a mock-up with, like, some fucking wheels and a different bumper, and it looked, like, really good. I, for one, like this. They're finally giving it a better motor. It's going to have it's going to have a twin turbo 6 option.
How's that better than the V8?
I don't know. I just think it's going to be better, because that fucking V8, the gas goes in the motherfucker. But, I mean...
It sounds fucking great.
It's all right.
It looks rad. The bottom one looks like, you know, dudes who wear Affliction shirts and drink Monster and beat up their fucking girlfriend Lisa all the time.
This one eventually is going to get that squat treatment in the back.
Oh, God.
I hate that squat treatment. If anything, just the wheels and tires need to change, but everything else is nice on the TRD Pro one.
Yeah, it's rad. I've always liked the Tundra, man, I think.
Yeah.
My buddy used to have one, and we took it on a road trip. It was like in a hotel inside of that thing, man.
Lots of space.
Yeah, really
this
nice.
This looks a lot like the other ones, but it's a little bit more aggressive. So I dig that.
I think the reason I like it a lot more too is because it looks like just a bigger Tacoma or like a newer, like a bigger new Tacoma.
Dude, why do all the fucking trucks have to have that front end? What if they have these gigantic grills? They don't need that shit. Like, they just look so...
Well, when you're towing, you're producing a lot of heat. You want a lot of air.
Nah. Come on. This much? Like, it's just a design thing, I think, at this point. Where they just,
I think it's a mix of both.
They think like, it looks now, tough, you know?
Especially like,
what
now,
else are you going to do, though? You know, you got this big monstrous fucking bed. You got to make a cab that's equally as big. And then what are you going to do with the front? You know, you
especially
got a tiny little fucking motor in it.
Now that it has a it might have a turbo. It's gonna have an intercooler for sure. So it has to have, you have to have a big enough space for that. It's kind of like, you know, like the Evos and shit. And Audis, they all have that fucking. They need more air. Need more air, Captain.
You know, they put like RAM on the front of it. The letters are like a foot tall each. What the fuck?
And also a lot more shit is like on the front of a truck now. Like they have like those fucking sensors. Shit to keep it in the lines, fucking sensors that'll help it the fucking truck stop if you don't fucking stop or if somebody cuts you off. Like all that shit needs to be on the front end. So I think it's all part of
the risk of sounding like your angry grandfather or something. Like, I don't fucking want that shit.
Sometimes it's annoying.
I don't want.
God damn it! Give me a car with a fucking manual choke.
A car that I can't even run somebody over with if I decide to. Come on, dude. Like it's gonna stop before I run them over.
Yeah, like my fucking truck scared the shit out of me because I didn't even know it had that fucking feature until a fucking car cut me off and it's like started blinking and braking and I was like, the fuck is going on here?
malfunction.
I was all peep 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 peep. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't like cars that have fucking traction and shit you can't turn off, you know?
Well, I mean, most of them have, you can turn it off.
Not all of them.
Some of them still baby you.
Nowadays.
Yeah, I don't say these days, fuck.
Maybe like people, sports cars and shit like that.
People are fucking idiots, though. They need that shit.
That's why they put it on there.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people are getting dumber and they're less able to fucking...
like do stuff
pilot for themselves. Vehicles.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to have a car that parks for itself and a screen that shows you what's behind it and shit.
That's fucking people... 360 cameras and shit to park shit. Like,
you think some of these people just throw it in reverse and to roll out of your driveway, and if there's something there, it'll stop. Would you have those cannonballs with that thing or what?
I think there's some people that. Does, if they get into does. Like a an older vehicle, they're not gonna like they're gonna think it has a bunch of shit, and they're like, oh, it doesn't have that.
That's that easy. Like this new vehicles are the easy setting on Forza, you know, where you just fucking hold the gas,
auto brake,
and yeah. Steer. Yeah, they're like auto brakes for you and shit.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
No, fuck all that shit. So there you go. I think it's tits though.
Yeah. Fucking
yeah.
Tits.
Yeah.
There you go. Fucking tits. Tailgate of the week. I don't have a lot of them left. And I'm trying to find it in my shit. Oh, talk amongst yourselves.
He lost the tailgate of the week, folks.
Well, what the fuck? To talk amongst yourselves.
Oi.
Like right.
Dumb filler.
There you go.
We did this one.
Did we do this one?
Oh, well, we did this one.
Yeah, we did do this one. But...
okay. I wasn't sure.
It's still funny.
I might not have a tailgate of the week. Man.
It's still funny.
I don't know. How about this? Still
funny.
Okay, here we go. You can cut that part out and not
no,
make me
we did this one too.
No, we didn't.
Yes, the fuck we did.
No, we have not. We have
yeah, dude.
We have not done this over the cops. We've done Fords on Fords, but not this one.
Dude, I swear to God we've done this
actually,
one.
Actually, dude, the detail on that fucking... on the gas station is fucking immaculate. I'm not going to lie. That's actually not bad.
Sure, and you can... be proud.
You can tell that's like a fucking explorer back there.
You think we did this one?
Nah, we haven't done this one.
I've seen this one before.
Well, I don't think we've done it either.
You probably have, but we haven't done it on the show.
Back the boys in blue. This is the kind of cat who has this shit painted on his stuff and says back the blue, but then also, you know, hit.
I don't know, man. I think he's like talking shit to the cops.
You think so?
Yeah.
He's already surrounded. So this is in the middle of the confrontation.
Well, yeah, like this.
He's parked in the middle of the road across multiple lanes, so.
Yeah. He brought it on himself.
And it's great because, like, we don't know what this truck looks like aside from the drawing of the truck on the back of the truck. It's so good. Why is it just beige, though?
Beige.
Oh, my God.
They did a damn good job with that fucking gas station. It looks like a good... I mean, I want to hate this. I want to hate this with all the fiber of my being right now, but I'm not hating it.
Also, get into some of the... There's some sweet bumper stickers on there. Where are these bumper USA, stickers?
Las Vegas. I don't know what that other thing says.
Target SPRTS USA. What the fuck is that?
Target Sports.
Oh.
That was such a big thing in the early to like mid 2000s, the fucking chrome taillights.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Why?
I believe they called them Euro.
Taillights. Euro lights? Your fucking Euro lights?
Delteza. That was the first car that I ever saw with that shit. And it's, I still have cars on CarX Drift that have, that have those things. Yeah. I think on a white car, they look pretty good, man. For me, I'm trash, though. So
At least he admits it. I'm trash, though. Like
the Altiza was the first car, I'm pretty sure, on video game, like Gran Turismo 2, that had this. It was the first one that you can think of.
He's like, don't fucking quote me, but yeah, I'm like fucking factory. Trash.
Huh?
It came that way factory.
Yeah, that came that way factory. Do you have? Can you think of what car comes to mind?
I think like a Benz had it.
Benz?
Yeah, Benz had Euro lights. Why do you think they call them Euro lights?
I don't know. All right. Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, this one, all the paintings in the back of pickups are dumb. You know, but this one's really well done.
Yeah, this one's tasteful as fuck.
And most of them aren't. Most of them are just terrible. You know?
Ugly fucking wheels on it. This looks like a screenshot from Midnight Club.
Except you can't pick a fucking shitty beige F-150 with Eli Whitney, or Eli Whitney, J.C. Whitney. Eli Whitney the cotton gin? Eli Whitney's that cotton gin, motherfucker.
Wrong Whitney.
Wrong Whitney, Jesus.
Great. I'm going to give it a tits, dude.
I'm going to give it a tits, too.
And I'll be the only sane one here and give it what it deserves, a fucking shit.
Oh, you gave everything a shit today.
Yeah, dude.
It's not true. I like the Tundra.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious what, you know, what other people think, man. You know, like...
It's just like
if you're so opinion, ambitious, man. Comment in the, you know, in the comments, you know, first one, tits or shits, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm curious what other people think about these.
I am too. I want to know if people be like, man, that's fucking awesome. Or like, no, like, get it the fuck off.
People think that I'm wrong or you're wrong, you know. Well, there you go. That is going to do it for this episode. Send us pictures of your rides at The Cell Podcast on Twitter and by email, checkenginelightpodcast@gmail.com. Do you have anything else to add before we depart, boys?
And send us pictures of your mom on YouTube. Kids. Yeah, that too.
Send us pictures of your mom's floppy tits.
What was the other half of that?
That was it.
Like, comment, and subscribe, bitches.
I asked, like, he has anything else, and you both was like, blah, 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 at the same time, and I heard not a single word. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, motherfucker. Excellent.
podcasting. Well, that'll do it. We thank you very much for listening. You know, help us out. Throw the link around. Tell someone about the show. But until next time, I don't know. Go fuck yourself. See you down the road.
You bastards.